Hey y'all, welcome back to the DIY Entrepreneurs Reaction Show. I'm so glad you decided to tune in with me today. Go ahead and hit that like button and become a subscriber to the channel if you're not already a subscriber. I would really appreciate that. Today we're going to be reacting to another Shark Tank pitch, so let's check it out.
Next up is a vibrant art form from the entrepreneur's homeland.
Negative sharks. My name is Sophie. I live in St. Louis, Missouri, but I'm originally from Senegal, West Africa. I'm here seeking $500,000 in exchange for 10% of my company. I was born into the Wolof tribe, and in the Wolof tribe, weaving is passed down generationally, from grandmothers to mothers to daughters to granddaughters. Senegal is full of joy, color, laughter, and life. Senegal is brimming with abundance. But when I first came to the States, I was shocked to learn that many people's perception of Africa was so interwoven with poverty. This was such a stark contrast from the place that I grew up. I wanted to weave my heritage into an art form that told the true story of African craftsmanship. That's why I created Expedition Sub-Sahara. Our beautiful, vibrant baskets are made by artisans in Senegal, all by hand and with love. Our mission, to interject joy, color, and culture into every home with our handcrafted storage and home decor solutions. And with Expedition Sub-Sahara, I'm dedicated to giving back to the very community that raised me. Now, I know that I'm standing amongst sharks, but make no mistake, I am a lion.
I know, that's right, loved it.
Join me in transforming the home goods space by banishing boring storage and making this world a more cultured, more colorful place, one happy basket at a time. Sharks, in front of you, you'll find your very own Expedition Sub-Sahara basket so that you too can add some color in your lives.
Wow.
So tell us about, is there a purpose for each one? Because we have three different shapes here.
Yeah, we've taken our traditional craftsmanship and we've made modern vessels.
They're beautiful.
This big one, for example, is actually our best seller, and it's used mostly for a hamper.
And these are hand woven?
They're all hand woven.
Wow. In Senegal, and you import them in?
Yes.
And what's it made out of? Like, it reminds me of lanyard.
So they're actually made from sweet grass, elephant grass. We use a variety of grasses, and then all the color you see is from recycled plastics.
Yeah, okay.
And what does it cost? How much would this particular one cost?
That one would probably cost, fully landed, $18, and we sell it for $50.
And how do you sell it? Do you sell it online? Price. Do you sell it through retail, or tell us about your sales?
We sell 95% online. Our total sales to date is $900,000.
For this year?
For this year.
$900,000? Wow.
$900,000.
Sophie, I was not expecting that answer.
Wow.
Nice.
Actually, lifetime, we've made $3.6
million.
What did you do last year, Sophie?
Lifetime. Last year, we did $1.6 million.
You are selling a lot of baskets.
$1.6 million. What did you make on that? What profit?
So our gross profits was over $1 million.
Wow.
What are your margins typically?
About 60%.
60%?
Yeah.
So what's your overhead? Do you like not spend any money on anything?
So that's our gross profit. So I reinvested into the company quite a bit.
Okay, so gross profits was $1 million.
What was your net
profit? How much?
$75,000.
$75,000.
Okay.
Whoa.
So let me take you back, actually. In 2019, we only did $75,000 in sales. When the pandemic hit, people weren't buying baskets. So March 2020, we made $4,000 in sales. And I thought about closing the business because I couldn't sustain it. Then from March 2020 to May 2020, we did $45,000 in sales.
Wow.
So unfortunately, George Floyd was murdered. And with George Floyd's murder came a huge rise through the Black Lives Matter movement to uplift Black businesses, and I saw a huge shift in my business.
That's awesome.
That's good.
So I had to ramp up production really fast. I had to bring in weavers, 120 of them to be exact. So I had to pay them fairly. I had to make sure that the places where they were weaving were taken care of. I had to make sure that the farmers had cars to bring the grasses. So basically, our margins kind of dwindled because we had a bunch of overhead that we didn't have the previous year.
Got it.
Because it was a mom and pop shop.
Sophie, are you saying that you're paying the weavers on a flat wage? I just made the assumption you were paying them on a piece basis.
No, we're doing this differently. Normally that would be the way, but we're paying them so that they are our weavers.
Not all of them are going to be as productive as the others. Why don't you just pay by the piece?
What we're going to do is take the master weavers and make sure that they have someone underneath them who can learn from them.
What's the competition doing?
Wait, hold on. The problem is that's the way it's always been done, and it has done nothing for my community. Those baby weavers are going to end up being master weavers. They have to learn from a master just like
Sophie.
I did, so
you're
that people have a living wage. So we're doing
good
things
you,
in
Sophie.
A way that
good
is
for
different.
You. Good
yes.
for you.
Yes.
Good Sophie, you. What did you spend on advertising last year?
Listen, she said, wait. No, we not coming to be Americanized. I love it. She said, no. We are, this is a generational thing. This is a generational skill. And we're teaching them through generations that they have to be master weavers. We not just coming in and we not going to try to import from China and all of this other good stuff. Baby, she said, wait. I love it. But I want to go and see some of them bags because I like unique and different storage containers. And so not just the wood draws and stuff. I like different things. And so I'm going to definitely check them out and see what the prices are. She said that small one was like $50. But when you're thinking of she's paying a wage, so she's giving them a salary, so to speak, to take care of them. And that's the concept kind of that you want to kind of think of. You're helping a community of people. You know, to have a normal living wage and not taking advantage of their time, but you paying them for what they're worth. And I love, again, I'm not going to get away from that. She said, no, we just can't bring nobody in to do this. It's got to be the master weaver got to show them how to do it in order for the value and the quantity or the quality of the baskets to keep and maintain that quality. So I love it. And I love that she stopped him in his tracks. Like, nah, wait, we not doing that. Love it, girl. Sophie, go ahead.
Last year, I spent $400,000 on advertising.
Whoa.
So that's where the profit goes.
Tell us about your numbers last month.
Yes. So last month, we did $160,000 in sales.
So your average sale was how much?
$206.
$206.
Yes.
Your margins are 60%.
Those are numbers.
And then it cost you how much to acquire a customer?
It costs me about $116 to acquire a customer.
Hi. You only have $5 left.
Yeah.
That a lot of money?
So that's your break-even right business. Now.
That's my problem.
So you're losing money right now. So last month you lost money.
We don't lose money. We kind of just break even.
Where do you see the scalability now that you set up these systems and people in place?
These are all online. Right now, it is harder and harder to acquire a customer the way that we're doing it. So what I need to do is get these baskets to the masses through retail.
Oh, you want to go to retail.
For every customer you acquire, you're actually losing money. And I think that's a big problem. I don't like retail for this because it's going to tie up a ton of capital in inventory. I'm sorry, this is not a business for me. I'm out.
Of course, you don't want it made. You want it made in China.
I love your mission and what you're doing. I think your valuation, I never talk valuation, but the valuation for me is a little off here. And you're figuring so much out. So I wish you good luck, but I'm sorry I'm out.
I understand. Thank you.
Yeah, you can tell she's figuring it out.
You're in a difficult spot.
But Mark, before you say anything, I started this business with $500. $500 to $3.6 million. I have never had a loan. I've never had any sort of debt, period.
It's amazing.
I took that $500 and I just turned it and I turned it and I turned it. Imagine what I could do, imagine, with a shark by my side.
I think you operate better as a sole proprietorship where you don't have investors because you have complete flexibility. And coming in asking for $500,000 makes it really difficult to say, okay, I know exactly how I'm going to get a return. I just don't see that. So for those reasons, I'm out.
Sophie, you know, at $500,000, you're asking me to make a bet on the business.
I'm asking you to make a bet on me. Every single person who's ever bet on me has won. And I promise you, you will never have somebody who can work as hard as I can. I don't sleep. I run the ads. I pack the boxes. I still weave when I need to. I will work like a lion. I promise you.
Make it difficult for them to go out.
There's
I love it.
There's a difference between me betting on you, because I'm willing to do that. Betting on Sophie, I'm in, baby. I'm in all day long. There's no doubt in my mind you're going to make it, but as an investment at $500,000, I just can't do it, because I don't see the return, not the return on Sophie. I'm sorry, I'm out. Thank you.
Lori, the only one that's still in?
You said something that most people don't realize. The only people in history who's ever changed the world are the people who never have accepted somebody saying that's the way it's always been done.
Come on, Damon.
That is probably one of the most dangerous statements in the world that anybody says, to have you accept the way it's always been done.
Do it this way.
The more you keep doing that, I believe you're going to be okay. This is not an investment for me.
Aww.
I'm out.
Great encouragement, thanks, though.
Thank you, Sophie.
Listen, I'm sold on Sophie. I don't know who else ain't sold on Sophie. We understand the Sharks wasn't sold that much. But as an investable business, I can understand all the points that they were making. And in the end, she kind of had to put that out there. Bet on me. That's what she said to Robert. Kind of took him back, had him to kind of recalibrate his, you know, recalibrate his response. He like, look. But I love it that she was so fierce. And she had an answer for every question that was asked. And she had the numbers. Like, she knew her numbers. How much on the average is that? How much did you make last month? You know, what was the return on that? What was your expenses? What's your, you know, cost to acquire a customer? She knew her business. And that's going to be important for anybody that's interested in partnering with someone, right? But it is so unfortunate that she did not get a deal. She came into the tank asking for $500,000, $500,000 for 10%. And she ended up walking out of the tank with no deal. But I think the exposure is going to do good justice for her, just like it did when, you know, when the George Floyd thing happened and black businesses, you know, saw a spike in their sales and things like that. You know, I'm glad that she was in a position to bring people in and kind of ramp up her sales and things like that. That's when she said she lost a lot of the money because she put money toward those systems. And so, but, you know, kudos to her for standing her ground, for being so fierce, you know, in her explanation of why they should bet on her. I love it. I love her tenacity. I love her. Just the depth of her conviction and making sure that she pays people a living wage and that it's not just, you know, learn the craft and ship it off and teach that to someone else. I just love the conviction that she has. And so I really do wish the best for her. I wish that someone will see this, you know, pitch or has seen the pitch and really give her a call up and say, look, I'm willing to invest in you and with you and partner up on some things. So let's just hope, I hope that the exposure that she has gained from Shark Tank will really take her to another place and another level and allow her to become as successful and see a return on her efforts. So all the best to her and so many kudos to her and building her business. But thank you guys so much for tuning in and staying until the end. I really do appreciate that. Make sure you hit that like button and become a subscriber to the channel if you like this content. And don't forget to check us out for the next ones.
I have never failed betting on myself. So we're going to continue, and I'm going to continue betting on my culture, betting on my weavers. We are going to take over the world one happy basket at a time.